The ASAA has governed school sports and other activities for over 50 years, but it has historically left policies on drug and alcohol abuse up to local school boards until now. In recent years, according to Director Gary Matthews, the organization's been hearing from schools around the state with concerns about the lack of a consistent statewide policy from school to school.
Which it can create the issue where parents and kids decided they're going to move somewhere, transfer to another school because the school the kid is in caught the kid doing something, they have a pretty strict rule, the kid's done playing for the year or for a year, whatever it is, and so they go somewhere else and try to gain eligibility. The other reason is that, especially in the smaller communities, there's a lot of pressure placed on its school administrators to look the other way or to waive a board policy if there's a violation that involves a son or daughter of a problem person in the community.
Matthews said that puts an administrator in the position where their job might be on the line if they enforce the local rules, and if they don't enforce the rules, they're not being consistent with their students. So the ASAA board began working on a statewide policy a couple of years ago. Matthews described what they came up with in a presentation to Southeast Region members.
It's a well-developed program that promotes zero tolerance of the use of controlled substances, alcohol and tobacco. That's the use, actually, distribution and possession. Clear penalties for violation, and DVD, web-based components, educational components for students and parents.
The ASAA has contracted with a firm to develop a DVD and web-based course about tobacco, alcohol, and drug abuse. It begins with an orientation video about the policy that all students who take part in activities and their parents will have to watch. A school administrator will have the option of waiving parental involvement in cases where a parent is unwilling or unable to take part. The policy includes four steps of penalties with corresponding educational requirements, and if a student changes schools, their record follows them, according to Matthews.
The violations are cumulative and progressive throughout a student's high school years in Alaska, whether they're in season or out, regardless of which school the student is attending.
If a student gets caught using, the school reports the offense to the ASAA, and for a first offense, the student is suspended from activities for 10 days, but they can cut that in half if they take the education course. However, students addicted to tobacco who are caught multiple times have a little more leeway before they get moved up the penalty scale to the second offense. Now, for the second offense, a student will not be eligible to play for 45 days, and they have to take a longer course. The third offense means a student will be ineligible for activities for a full school year, and will have to take an even more intensive version of the education program. Finally, if they're caught a fourth time, they'll be suspended from activities for the remainder of their high school career. Several Southeast school officials like the idea of having a statewide policy. Juno Douglas School Athletic Director and ASAA board member Sandy Wagner said it was long overdue.
One of the issues we've always looked at is how would you enforce it? And I think the fact that you're keeping it at the local level and it's up to the schools to determine if the policy has been violated and then report it is a huge step. We've piloted it this year. I found it beneficial in that kids that were out of season were giving a lot more thought to what they were doing because they knew it would affect them. And I think next year will affect them even more because my kids have already done it for a year and they know that if they get caught a second time, there's a lot more consequences to it.
However, Wagner thought a 10-day penalty for a first offense was a little too lenient. She expected her district would probably continue enforcing its stricter policy during sports seasons. Local schools have to abide by the ASA requirements at a minimum, but they are allowed to enforce stricter local rules. That flexibility was a plus for Eric Williams, athletic director in the small town of Hoonah. He also liked that the policy was not just about punishment.
It's nice that all schools have a policy they can look at and they can begin building their own policies if they want to make them more stringent. But I like the educational component that says, kids, we're here for you, to support you, to help you, train you in the ways that you should go so that you can have a productive and successful life. And that's the whole intent behind the policy, is that we give them more opportunities to be successful and they know that we care because we have a policy in place for them.
Williams said his school has a policy that's similar to the ASAA's, and it also includes a community service requirement. But the statewide policy was too broad for Sitka School Superintendent Steve Bradshaw. He told the ASAA board that you can't write one policy that fits all kids. Bradshaw wanted more flexibility for local school administrators to make exceptions, especially on the permanent suspension after a fourth offense. He called that consequence a death penalty.
Yeah, I've never agreed with the death penalty. I can cite example after example after example of kids in their freshman and sophomore year that make poor decisions because of whatever reason. That if I can keep them in school and keep them involved, I can get them through school and I can help them become successful. But if you tell me I've got to kick a kid out, and believe me, I've caught kids four times in their freshman and sophomore years. And again, to me, it's unfair for me to sit here, because would I give my own sons the same choices? No, I wouldn't, because four times is more than enough choices for my sons. But for some of the kids I've worked with and the environments they've been growing up in, that's not enough choices.
Bradshaw also worried that wealthier kids could avoid the consequences because their parents could hire attorneys, while disadvantaged kids would not have that option. According to ASAA Director Gary Matthews, the organization does not have an appeals process specifically for this new policy. However, there is a broader option for administrators. He says they can ask the organization to waive any of their rules under certain conditions. The ASAA board voted unanimously to adopt the new drug, alcohol, and tobacco policy, which will first go into effect at the end of July when Alaska's football season gets underway. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.